What did you see in terms of alopecia?
It's interesting. Alopecia is one of those things that I think is not kept track of. It's so expected by the oncologist and the oncology nurses and even the patients that you see the reports of regimens where they report 40% alopecia. And yet, you know, every single patient on a trial had lost their hair. And this is true here. We didn't really keep track of it, but basically it's, you know, it's 100% alopecia. I mean, the difference between wig or no wig. So if you have to wear a wig, then, you know, you might still have 15% of your hair, but so what?
But both arms?
But both arms. I really couldn't see any difference.
Any difference that you observed taking care of patients in terms of quality life, fatigue, you know, maybe things that go beyond the numbers in terms of the two regimens?
One of the interesting things about TC is that, and I've been a big fan of AC. I gave you the history of why I'm a fan of it, and I like to use a lot of AC. But when we crunched the toxicity numbers, there was significantly more grade 3 and 4 nausea and vomiting with AC. That's despite all the modern antiemetics. You really still couldn't prevent it in everybody. And kind of all grades, it was significantly higher than with TC, and certainly grade 3 and 4. And that's just unpleasant side effect. And you just didn't see that with TC. You do get a little bit of these docetaxel type of side effects, and sometimes patients get a little neuropathy, but you didn't see fatigue with it. I mean, I was just amazed, generally, how much better tolerated that was in AC, and I was a strong believer in AC.